Eric Stevens and Jeff Moskowitz founded the Haines Avalanche Center in 2010. The goal was to establish a local avalanche forecast for the public and a platform for people to share data and weather observations. Since then, Stevens and Moskowitz have been venturing out into the mountains around Haines to collect data on snow conditions for their website's forecast. Weather data for this region is sparse. Steven says that when they first started, there were hardly any resources for forecasting.
And since then, it's grown quite a bit. We now have a snowtell station up on Flower Mountain. We have our own weather station that we installed, that Haines Avalanche Center installed on Mount Rapinski. And there's a couple of other news stations that have gone online that provide mountain weather data. And that's so crucial for us, is having that real-time weather data from high altitudes, not just the valley floors.
In the winter, many skiers and snowboarders are eager to ride the slopes in the Haines Pass. There are numerous risks while riding in this region, from avalanches to rapidly changing conditions. Accurate forecasts are crucial, but this popular winter recreation area lacks a weather station. Stevens says that the Haines Avalanche Center wanted to install a station there, but focused their efforts on Mount Rapinski because the pass is located on Canadian land. Haines locals aren't the only ones trying to scope out the conditions for that region. Kylie Campbell is the interagency director for the Yukon Avalanche Association. She says that many Yukoners need weather data from the pass as well.
We want to try to make sure that there's as much information for the public, and particularly in such a remote, data-sparse region like Haines Pass, for our community, Haines Junction, you know, this weather station is going to be vital whether or not you're even driving on the highway, let alone using the mountains that are accessible from the highway.
Recently, the Yukon Avalanche Association secured funding for a weather station in Haines Pass. The Yukon government awarded the group $20,000 in Tier 1 community development funding. That will cover the cost of materials, installation, and maintenance training for volunteers. Campbell says that she has been working with the British Columbian government on land use issues because the pass is located in BC. The Haines Avalanche Center and Haines Junction residents have also been working as partners on the project.
So it's kind of an exciting project because it's incorporating for us interprovincial and international relationships for some weather information that never really existed from this region.
The Haines Avalanche Center will help choose the location, install the equipment, and maintain it over time. The station itself is a 10 to 15 foot tall tower with instruments to collect data for temperature, humidity, wind, rainfall, and snow depth. Steven says finding a site with the right conditions can be tricky.
You know, in terms of siting, we're looking for a nice balance between exposure to the wind, so we get good wind data, but not too exposed because then all the snow blows away. So we're trying to find a sheltered spot that's kind of partially sheltered and still exposed to the wind. And that's pretty hard to find.
Right now, they're looking at a spot near Glade Peak, also known as Three Guardsmen. Once installed, information from the station will be available to the public online in real time. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.